Sharing. Listen, do you hear it? Katerin perked up her ears, trying to find the sound Joshua wanted her to observe. There was a faraway expression on his face, as well as a calm smile, but she couldn't pick up anything odd or different. Peering at him, she whined softly. He chuckled.
Silence. Pure, perfect silence. Punctuated only by the wind and the occasional bird or wild animal call. Isn't it beautiful?
She laid her head on her front paws and gazed out over the terrain. They were perched on top of a large flat rock that overlooked the distant valley where the town was located. On the horizon were more mountain peaks. He told her that portions of the land had names like Hammett and Cotadani, but her people never referred to them as such. His gloved hand absent-mindedly stroked her head, scratching her neck in a way that pleased her.
Back in the day, I used to listen to music every waking minute. I loved the hard rock and heavy metal bands, but on occasion I'd go for a country tune. Nowadays, whenever I go over to Casey's Bar and Grill and I hear them playing those same tunes I used to prefer, I've discovered I can't tolerate it anymore. Noise, the heavy beats, is too much like gunfire and exploding grenades. I almost freak out. Can't help myself. I used to think that if I got enough whiskey under my belt, the noise wouldn't bother me.
He shook his head. Nope, still gets to me. Every time. So whenever I go into town these days, I try to make it over to Casey's for a beer or two during a slow part of the day, before the rowdy crowd shows up after working hours. Most of the time, the only noise I have to contend with at that time is what's showing on TV. She moved closer to him, stretching her length against his thigh. He gave her a pat, then let his hand remain resting along her side.
Wasn't as cold today as it had been. The early snow was already melting, but that wouldn't last long. She could already smell another storm approaching, which meant more snow, more blowing cold, and the possibility of heavy ice.
Something rustled in the bushes a few hundred feet away down the bluff. She glanced at it, debated whether or not to pursue it, then decided not to. She wanted to hear what else he had to say, now that he was opening up.
More I think on it, more I believe our trapper will return. More than likely, he'll bring reinforcements with him. Don't worry, I'm within my legal rights, and Sheriff Aubrey is fully aware of what's happening. He's going to let me know if he finds out anything about the guy.
Joshua glanced behind him.
So far, my snares haven't yielded us anything other than the one weasel. I'm not too worried. Still four rabbits in the freezer, and that bear should last us a while till I can rustle up a deer or an elk.
He patted her rump and got to his feet.
Come on, sweetheart, let's head back home. I need to tackle that bear hide and have it pegged before it gets too dark.
She stood and stretched, yawning widely. He snorted.
Look at you. A full belly, some good sex, and a warm fire's turned you into a lazy bones, he teased.
Giving him a baleful glare, she added a little snarl and trotted off ahead of him.
Her? Getting lazy? She swore to herself she'd nab the next four-legged creature to run across their path.
That should make him eat his words.